USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's getting tense and intense along the California coast thanks to the latest huge storm to come ashore.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on the storm that's already cut power, broken piers, and tossed debris onto beaches that are already cluttered with junk from the last storm, and it's not over.
We're expecting more rain on the way, on top of all the winds, toppling down more trees, on top of the fact that this soil is not used to this type of rain. It is very vulnerable right now, so there is the concern of mudslides, which we already know has shut down several highways around here.
Reporter Marissa Pera in Capitola on the Central California coast. President Biden's in Mexico City meeting with Mexico's president ahead of trilateral talks that will include Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. As the crowds that stormed Brazil's capital over the weekend begin to dissipate, there's word the reason for the siege. Former President Bolsonaro is in a hospital in Orlando. He's been holed up in Central Florida since losing the Brazilian election. House members vote tonight on a new set of rules for the new session, among them allowing just a single member to call for a vote to remove the speaker. Returning Disney CEO Bob Iger is telling executives they must be in the office 4 days a week. He says there's tremendous value in being together and collaborating. More stormy weather at Windsor Castle over Prince Harry's latest comments in advance of his new book.
It does give a full picture of the situation as we were growing up, and also squashes this idea that somehow my wife was the one that destroyed the relationship between these two brothers.
Harry tells CBS's 60 Minutes he did not write the book to hurt his family. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
They were close to a deal, but it didn't happen. So more than 7,000 nurses have walked off their jobs at two big hospitals in New York City. Their union's been asking for wage hikes, higher staffing levels, and no cuts to the hospital nurses' health benefits. They knew the layoffs were coming, and now Goldman Sachs employees are bracing for pink slips set to start going out this week. The big investment firm will reportedly start cutting about 3,200 jobs in the coming days. That's about 6.5% of its total workforce. The holidays are over. Now comes the holiday debt on top of your rent, your food, gas, and other bills.
So now you have to kind of face the mess that was made during the holiday season.
But financial health specialist Amanda Woods says don't make the most common mistake, using your credit cards again to pay the usual bills. The important part about that?
Don't wait until it's hopeless. Don't wait until you feel like you can't get out from under it. Deal with it now.
Good place to start getting help, that's much cheaper than private financial counseling, is your local cooperative extension office.
We offer a lot of classes, and we also partner with financial advisors in many states.
And Amanda Wood says once you are out from under that high interest debt, prepare now so you don't get stuck with the same cycle next season. Are you a browser or a poster? A new Gallup poll finds more than half of adults in the U.S. who use social media say they just browse and read posts and don't write any. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,